Falcon Cast Podcast, the ultimate podcast for the ultimate fan. Now, here's AtlantaFalcons.com's own Jay Adams and Daniel Cox.
Falcons fans, do not adjust your screens. This is the Falcon Cast Podcast. As we told you last week, we are going to video. This is a big, huge day for Daniel and I.
We have not been canceled yet. No. We're waiting for that phone call.
And the ratings were up.
They were.
Surprisingly.
Yeah. I know two ladies.
yes. Carol and Ann.
Yes.
Both watching it. Our mothers love the show. Should we introduce our friend? We're going to start
collection of
tchotchkes here on the podcast. And today we've got – well, why don't you introduce this? You got this yesterday, right?
Yes.
Julio Jones bobblehead, which is available at Mellow Mushroom locations.
I suddenly feel like I'm on QVC.
I know, right? It'll do your laundry. It'll take the stains out of your clothes. There's the Julio Jones bobblehead. There's the start of our collection. Two mats are better than one.
Yeah.
Two mats doing two different things. This is the mat we like to see.
Right.
And this is the mat that makes us nervous. You know what cam I like better?
What's that?
I like the Julio cam.
Oh, this is true. This is going to be awesome.
Using the Julio cam. Right there.
Bobblehead.
All right. Full show here.
The people's show right here.
All right. The people's show.
I took a photo of myself wearing a hairnet and a beard net. I figured you just kind of have to go with it, you know.
How did surgery go, doctor? Can we show this photo here of Maurice, how he had a little bit of a wardrobe malfunction? Maurice, what is going on here?
Jay, sweet 10, man. Sweet
as week 10, we should know how to button our shirts and to put them on correctly. What? Do we have an excuse for this?
In his defense, he hasn't shown up to the office with his shirt backwards yet.
That is true.
That's fair enough.
That's a very good point.
And always clean, too.
Always clean. All right, we're going to give you that. Looking quite dapper as well in the shirt that he always ends up wearing on podcast days.
Sometimes when you only have one shirt. professional fashion consultant for the Falcons.
Amateur. Yeah, it's totally amateur.
So that's been added to your Twitter bio. It's just one man just wreaking havoc, wrecking. Which is that, by the way, Professor J? Wreaking, wrecking.
It's wrecking.
Wrecking havoc. I don't know, but
you can wreak havoc as well. You can wreak havoc havoc. You can do both. That's why there's confusion.
OCU Manure wreaks havoc.
You reek of havoc. All right. Well, let's start things out. We're going back to last year with this segment.
Yeah, it was such a hit.
It was such a hit that we are bringing it back because it is so original. All right, so we're gonna move on to which is better.
If you need to be reminded,
this is where we present two things that could be anything, and we argue over which one is better.
Who had the better game, Julio or OC?
OC's play was huge. But I think Julio, just from an entire perspective, had the bigger game, the better game, so to speak. What about you? What do you think?
I agree with you, but when it comes to – okay, so if you were going to say bigger play, OC's interception return or Julio's 81-yard touchdown catch and run, I think the bigger play is the pick six because it's a more rare play.
It's rare and it's a difficult play. I'm going to disagree.
Okay.
I think the 81-yard touchdown that was brilliant.
A brilliant play when it comes to drawing things up offensively and execution and everything like that. But sometimes those plays where you have to improvise are end up being a little better. See, this is a good debate right here. So I ask you, Daniel.
Okay.
Which is the better unique memorabilia item to own? A stuffed squirrel signed by Akeem Dent or a rotisserie chicken signed by Sean Weatherspoon?
I'm going to go with the Akeem Dent squirrel just because it has a lifetime of memories.
Which is the better secret? Okay. First secret. Matt Bosher told me that kicker Matt Bryant, his family raises miniature horses. Hmm. All right.
Okay.
Miniature horses. Have you ever seen a miniature horse?
I have.
They're horses, but they're miniature. Yeah. Right, so Matt well, Bryant raising,
one secret.
Raising miniature horses versus we found out from Justin Blaylock that Garrett Reynolds grew up in his family with – the family had a pet, as many families do.
Yes.
I have a dog. Do you have any pets?
No, nah, I don't.
No, okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
But
I have had pets.
You have had pets.
Yes.
So you're not very good with pets.
That's not what I said. I just don't have a pet right now.
Okay.
Between pets.
All right. Well, Daniel has pets, but he kills them all off. But we've all had pets, and so Garrett Reynolds had a pet too, just not unlike any other person. No.
Except, perfectly common.
Perfectly
very
common,
normal.
Except that his pet was a possum. So like the Christmas – you know how you take a picture like in your kids?
Yeah,
and you,
yeah.
You know, you send
yeah,
it
like
out.
The holidays.
Yeah, the holidays. Yeah. And you send it out and oh, look at the – here's the Daniel Cox family.
Yeah.
Well, the Garrett Reynolds family would send out a picture with the family and this pet possum.
What do you think? I think it's the pet possum. Just possums are strange animals. I'm yeah. from the South. I grew up in the country. I've had some run-ins with possums.
You've had possum run-ins?
Yeah, you know.
What, like dark alleys at night?
Trash cans.
You get the trash can. All right.
Yeah. So
have you been mugged by possums?
I have not.
Okay.
But I've come across some. My computer is full of Channing Tatum images at the moment. You know, Google Images brings up all those pictures and it's just like a smorgasbord of Channing Tatum. I think he looks like a really, really funny guy. One of my favorite comedians, actors, Tracy Morgan.
Okay.
What do you think?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say that's pretty close. Yeah, all right.
Well, is that Millie or Vanilli?
I don't know.
Anyone know?
No.
Anyone? Nobody. I have no clue.
Nobody knows which one that is.
But, hey, the resemblance is strong there.
If you say so, Steve and I had nothing to do with this at all. This was all him.
Yeah.
Let's get into the unofficial dish of Canada.
Okay.
Which is a little something called poutine. Have you ever heard of poutine?
I've never heard that.
Oh, poutine is wonderful. Okay, so poutine is it's a French word, okay?
Yeah.
For big mess. It's like a slang word.
Okay.
So poutine, big mess. Kind of like this show. This show would be poutine. The food version of poutine is French fries, some kind of light brown gravy. And I know you're not a gravy guy.
No, not really.
That's amazing to me. No gravy on your turkey?
I can do without.
You have the option of buying milk in a bag.
Oh, for real?
In Canada, yes.
Look at that.
Milk in a bag.
So it's powdered milk?
No. It's milk. It's regular milk like it comes out of the cow.
Wait, what?
But it's in a bag.
How do you pour it?
you just put a little.
Is that where the cups for you? So you have to transfer.
Yeah, you put it in a pitcher. You see the plastic bag up there? You like snip the end of it.
Okay.
Pour you some milk. It's not a gibbon. It's a given.
What did I say?
I thought you said given, but
given.
A gibbon is a kind of bird as well. Oh. I thought you would have picked up on my avian humor.
All my bird study has been focused on these.
Unbelievable. I come with quality gibbon jokes. Let's start off number 12. 12 in the 12 days of 2013. 12 seasons for Tony Gonzalez, who has 2 games left. 12 seasons of 6 or more touchdowns.
Yeah.
That's a lot of touchdowns.
It is a lot.
7 Redskins turnovers.
What? Can we just talk about that game for
Absolutely.
A minute?
Absolutely.
What an insane
I've
game.
I've never seen anything like it.
And that's what OC does. I mean, 35 yep. career forced fumbles, 6 among all active players. I mean, that's impressive.
It is. We're going to go into our most valuable Falcon. We did this last year. We are going to give you our player who steps up, offense or defense, to make a difference in the game. Player of the game is essentially what we're going for
yes.
here. So
this year is a little different.
Yeah, we are going to track this.
Yes, we're going to keep score.
I
need something to
loser shaves his head
for. Oh, great. Yeah. I'm not doing that again.
Okay. All right. We'll come up with something. Okay. I'm leaning more towards interpretive dance just for you.
Oh, God.
Just for you.
You've not let that go.
I'll go ahead and say you're the winner this week.
Wow. Thank you, Jay. Sorry.
Yeah.
I was.
You can give your acceptance speech.
Like,
go ahead.
I was prepared to, you know, discuss why I may have been better. Matt, you haven't been yourself lately, and that's okay. You've still been solid. From the 20s to the 20s, you're still the surgeon. But you know what's got to happen. You're still our quarterback. And this team goes as far as you go. And it's time to go. Matt. Matt is my most valuable Falcon for this week. And I feel good about that.
And so I'm going to announce my most valuable Falcon pick for this week in the form of a haiku.
Can't wait.
So remember, 5 syllables, 7 syllables, 5 syllables.
All right.
Are we ready? Is the world ready for this?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Defenders shudder. Tony makes the big catches. Wins the day for Jay.
Nice. All right.
Dylan, come up here.
Uh-oh. Oh, it's this big moment.
Oh, this is our intern, Dylan.
Weatherspoon was great, again. But I got to go with Trufant.
Oh, yes! Give me hands up if you agree. All right. And we're not going to ask Rob.
I am going to go with Paul Warlow. My pick is Paul Warlow. Mm-hmm. And if you ran the table, we were going to have a tie, which I think we were going to make into some kind of... The tiebreaker was going to be like a dance-off between our interns or something like that, with one of us being represented by one of the interns.
Yes.
So unfortunately, that's not going to happen for you.
Right.
For me, it's fortunate because I win.
We interrupt this FalconCast podcast for an important message.
Falcons fans, this is the digital video interns. Dylan, this is Maurice. Now, as you know, for Most Valuable Falcon, if there was a tiebreaker, we were going to do an interpretive dance. I was going to represent Daniel, I believe. You're going to be Jay?
That's correct.
And we were going to see who the ultimate winner was. Now, we all know Jay was the ultimate winner, winning 8-6-2. But we had previously recorded our interpretive dance just in case, so we figured... Yeah, why not? Let's give the fans a little show, and we'll see who would have won. So, I think I won the battle.
Daniel, let's be real.
No. Jay, listen to me. I won this, no matter what. You know what? Forget it.
Cut to the video, Daniel.
Yeah, let's go.
So, wow, we've taken a turn. I just want you to know that I'm not going to, you know, this success isn't going to change me.
Right.
I'm still the same guy.
Okay.
Well,
failure is going to only make me, you know, want to come back with a vengeance and come back here next season.
Yeah.
And make some great picks.
This is where we really thank people for tuning in and then beg them to tune
appreciate
in next week.
Continuing to listen. And watch.
Yeah. All right.
I don't know.
We are off the rails as we normally do. We're very bad at saying goodbye.
Definitely.
Here on the FalconCast podcast, thanks so much for joining us.